Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
September 1908, Philadelphia train station. 18-year-old Ralph Teeter stands on the platform, one suitcase in hand. It contains a year's worth of clothes. He's traveled alone from Hagerstown, Indiana, a town of 2,000 people. Everyone knows him there. The streets are memorized. Every building corner echoes back his location through the click of his metal-tipped shoes. Philadelphia is chaos, unfamiliar, uncharted. Ralph is here because the University of Michigan rejected him. They couldn't find a way to teach a blind student engineering. So, Ralph took a train east. Maybe a little naively optimistic, betting everything on a school that hadn't yet said no. The University of Pennsylvania engineering dean met with him reluctantly. He thought Ralph would last 2 weeks. Maybe it was best, the dean figured, for Ralph to discover his limitations himself. But here's the thing about Ralph Teeter. He didn't have limitations. He just had a different way of seeing. Welcome back, friend, to Hometown History, the podcast that takes a stroll down the main streets and back alleys of the past to uncover how local stories shaped the world. I'm Shane Waters, and today we're exploring how a 5-year-old boy who lost his sight in 1896 became America's first blind engineer and invented technology that's now in millions of cars. This is a story about a boy who built an automobile at age 12. A man who tuned Indianapolis 500 race cars by sound alone. An inventor whose cruise control technology became fundamental to self-driving vehicles. And it's a story about what happens when parents refuse to accept anyone else's definition of possible. Hagerstown, Indiana in 1896 was the kind of place where everyone knew everyone. Population, 2,000. The main employer, Railway Cycle Manufacturing Company, owned by the Teeter brothers, Charles, Henry, Frank, and Joe. They built pedal-powered railway inspection cars. One end of Stonebreaker's warehouse on South Washington Street. Ralph's father, John, worked there. The family lived in town, close enough that 5-year-old Ralph could wander to the shop, fascinated by the machines, the sounds of steam engines, the smell of metal and machine oil. By all accounts, it was an unremarkable childhood in an unremarkable town, until March 1896. That afternoon changed everything. Ralph was playing in his uncle's machine shop, doing what kids do, exploring, poking around. He was trying to pry open a drawer with a knife. He lost control. The blade went into his eye, cut the eyeball badly. The Hagerstown Exponent reported it matter-of-factly. While playing with a knife, he in some way thrusted the blade into one of his eyes, cutting the ball badly. Doctors in Indianapolis performed emergency surgery in May, removed the damaged eye. For a while, Ralph's good eye seemed fine. His parents allowed themselves hope. Then, 6 months later, the October 7th edition of The Exponent published a headline that must have devastated them. Little Ralph Teeter is again threatened with total blindness. The condition was sympathetic ophthalmia, an exceedingly rare autoimmune response. The injured eye triggers inflammation and blindness in the healthy eye. It's believed the same condition blinded Louis Braille. In 1890s rural Indiana, medical options were quite limited. No penicillin, no antibiotics. The only effective treatment was preventative enucleation, surgical removal of the injured eye within 2 weeks. By the time doctors understood what was happening to Ralph, it was too late. By age 6 or 7, Ralph's vision was practically gone. He would never see again. Ralph's parents, John and Kate Teeter, made a choice that would define their son's life. According to Ralph's daughter, Marjorie, who wrote her father's biography in 1995, essentially they lived their lives as if Ralph could see normally. The problem was never mentioned unless circumstances made it absolutely necessary. To understand how radical this was, you need to know 1896 America. The era's typical approach to childhood blindness, institutionalization, segregation from sighted children, training only for low-skilled work, like basket weaving. This was the beginning of America's eugenics movement. 32 states would eventually pass forced sterilization laws, targeting disabled people. Ugly laws barred disabled people from public spaces in cities like Chicago. 80 to 85% of blind people had no jobs. John and Kate Teeter took a different path. They raised Ralph with his cousins, sent him to public school, let him explore machines in the family shop. Any parent would understand the courage that took. By age 10, Ralph had memorized every street in Hagerstown, every building, every fence. He navigated by sound. His metal-tipped shoes clicking off surfaces told him exactly where he was. Like echolocation. Bats used sonar. Ralph used the town itself as his guidance system. Ralph learned mechanics through his hands. By age 10, he could take apart and reassemble engines. By touch, by memory, by understanding the logic of how machines worked. At age 12, Ralph Teeter built an automobile. Let that sit for a moment. 1903, Henry Ford hadn't even founded Ford Motor Company yet. The Wright brothers' first flight was still months away. And a blind 12-year-old boy in Hagerstown, Indiana, was building a car. The New York Herald ran a story about him in December 1902, called him the whiz prodigy of Hagerstown. The Cincinnati Inquirer proclaimed him the youngest successful electrician in the world. By all accounts, Ralph was mechanically brilliant. But what made him remarkable wasn't just technical skill. It was how he saw the world, or rather, how he didn't need to see it to understand it. Which brings us back to September 1908. Ralph Teeter, standing on that Philadelphia platform. The University of Pennsylvania engineering dean told him he'd last 2 weeks. To be fair, the dean had legitimate concerns. Engineering education in 1908 was heavily visual. Blueprints, diagrams, technical drawings. How do you teach that to someone who can't see? But here's the thing. Ralph had been solving that problem his entire life. He brought a secretary with him to Philadelphia. The secretary would read textbooks and assignments aloud. Ralph memorized everything. Technical specifications, mathematical formulas, mechanical principles, all of it stored in his mind. For drawings and diagrams, Ralph created a system. He'd have descriptions read to him. Then he'd construct three-dimensional mental models. He could rotate these models in his mind, examine them from different angles, understand how parts fit together. Folks at the university didn't quite know what to make of him. This blind student who could visualize complex machinery better than most sighted engineers. Imagine for a moment trying to assemble furniture without looking at the instructions. Just having someone read the steps aloud while you keep your eyes closed. Picture trying to figure out which piece goes where, how the tabs align, where the screws fit, all by touch and mental visualization. Now imagine doing all of that with an entire engineering degree. Every blueprint, every technical drawing, every mechanical system. Ralph did exactly that for 4 years. He graduated in 1912, America's first blind engineer.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
After graduation, Ralph returned to Indiana, joined the family business Perfect Circle Company, which manufactured piston rings. By the 1930s, he was running a company with 6,500 employees, one of the largest manufacturers in Indiana. Ralph became active in automotive engineering, president of the Society of Automotive Engineers in 1936. He couldn't drive himself, obviously, but he understood automobiles better than most people who could. He worked on Indianapolis 500 race cars, tuned engines by sound alone. He could hear when something was off, detected problems other mechanics missed. But Ralph had a reoccurring problem. His chauffeur, not that the chauffeur was incompetent, quite the opposite. The problem was how he drove. He'd speed up, slow down, speed up again. The constant acceleration and deceleration made Ralph motion sick every single trip. Most people would have just asked the driver to maintain steady speed. Ralph Teeter invented a machine to do it automatically. During the 1940s, Ralph developed what he called a speed control device. The basic concept was elegant, a mechanism that would maintain constant vehicle speed without driver input. The system used a centrifugal governor connected to the drive shaft. When speed increased beyond the set point, the governor would reduce throttle. When speed decreased, it would increase throttle. Automatic adjustment maintaining steady velocity. On August 22, 1950, Ralph received U.S. patent 2,519,859, the modern cruise control. Picture those old steam engine governors, spinning metal balls on arms. as the engine speeds up, centrifugal forces push the balls outward. That outward movement triggers a valve that reduces steam, slowing the engine, self-regulating, automatic feedback. Ralph adapted that 19th century principle for 20th century automobiles. A blind engineer understanding machines through logic and mechanical sympathy, rather than visual inspection. Chrysler introduced the technology as autopilot in 1958. Initially quite expensive, $86, about $1,000 in today's money. But by the 1970s, cruise control became standard on most American cars. Today, virtually every vehicle has it. And Ralph Teeter's basic speed maintenance principle became foundational to adaptive cruise control, to lane-keeping systems, to self-driving car technology. A blind man invented technology that lets cars see the road. Ralph Teeter held more than 40 patents, contributed to everything from piston ring manufacturing to automated machinery, remained active in automotive engineering into his 70s. He also co-founded what became the National Federation of the Blind. He believed blind people could do anything sighted people could. His own life proved it. In 2012, Google's self-driving car project invited a legally blind man named Steve Mahan to take the first autonomous vehicle test drive on public roads. The car used adaptive cruise control, technology descended directly from Ralph Teeter's original patent, to navigate safely. The circle completed, a blind man's invention enabling other blind people to experience independent transportation. Ralph died February 15, 1982. At age 91, he spent 86 years in darkness, but he saw possibilities others couldn't imagine. I'm Shane Waters. Every hometown has a story. Tonight, it's the blind visionary who saw what others couldn't. If this story made you think differently about what's possible, share it. Text a friend. Post about it. Help prove that every hometown has a story worth preserving. Good night, friend.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.